This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITES PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Al, A-L, Sebring, S-E, B like boy, R-I-N-G, date of birth April 2nd of 1949. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Sebring with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was October 17th of 2022. He was scheduled for a follow-up visit in April, but his phone was not working right. And he was unable to, he did not remember his appointment, so therefore didn't show up when the appointment was scheduled. However, he has been scheduled now, and he will resume his every 6 month follow-up visits with this practice. He has gained 8 pounds over the last year. Blood sugars have been quite variable, going between 130 and just over 200 when he checks them in the morning. Recently, he just got over a very bad cough with cold symptoms and some vomiting. He didn't check for COVID, but he wondered if it was COVID. Although it is completely gone now and he's feeling much better. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Since his last visit, hydrochlorothiazide was increased from 12.5 milligram daily to 25 milligram daily. Lantus insulin is 37 units daily. Tradjenta has replaced metformin, and that is 5 milligram once a day. That's not causing any diarrhea, so he's doing well. And I want to also highlight his lisinopril, 40 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 209 pounds, pulse 76. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/24/2023. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 52. Hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine is stable at 1.59. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.8, albumin 3.6. Phosphorus is 3.5. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We will have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to work with medications and with diet to get that under improved control. 3, hypertension is near to goal. The patient will be seen by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.